Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Gaza ceasefire, unstable. We have the story.
Teenage girl killed in traffic crash on I-135. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm Rodney Price. A Wichita man was arrested over the weekend after a fatal crash involving a motorcycle. We have the details coming up.
Israel says the transfer of humanitarian aid in Gaza is paused until further notice after a Hamas ceasefire violation.
Israel said its troops were fired on by Hamas forces in Gaza's southern region early Sunday. Israel retaliated by striking Hamas targets also in that region. In addition, Israel said no aid will flow into southern Gaza for now. President Trump told Fox's Maria Bartiromo last week prior to the Sunday clashes, he expects Hamas to disarm.
We're going
to
find out. So it's not a hard timeline, but it's a line in my own mind. And at a certain point, if they don't do what they're supposed to do, then we'll have to do it for them.
Hamas has also accused Israel of violating ceasefire terms over a week into the agreement. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
A 14-year-old girl is dead, a 16-year-old driver seriously injured after a crash on I-135 near Kellogg Saturday night. The vehicle was traveling north on the canal route, left the roadway, and hit a bridge pillar. The Kansas Highway Patrol identifying the victim as Belena Amaya. She was a passenger in the vehicle. The KHP addressing that the teens involved were not wearing seatbelts.
A 61-year-old Wichita man was arrested Saturday in connection with a fatal crash involving a vehicle and motorcycle Friday night in southwest Wichita.
It happened just after 7:10 p.m. Wichita police responded to the scene at West 42nd Street and South Seneca. Officers found the 27-year-old motorcyclist who was pronounced dead. Police say the driver was heading north on Seneca and attempted to make a left turn onto 42nd Street when he struck the southbound motorcyclist. Our partners at 12 News identify the suspect as Brian Adrian. He was arrested and booked for involuntary manslaughter while under the influence of alcohol or drugs. This is the eighth motorcycle fatality in Wichita in 2025, matching the yearly average for the city. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
The name of that victim has not been released. The case will be presented to the district attorney's office for formal charges.
Massive crowds in major cities, such as New York City and Washington, D.C., even London, taking part in No Kings protests Saturday against the Trump administrations. Fox's Madeline Rivera with more from the nation's capital.
The premise of their movement revolves around the argument that the president is abusing his power. They point to immigration detentions and the deployment of National Guard troops. But House Speaker Mike Johnson says their message is flawed. Johnson says the protests were merely a cover for Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer. He's accusing Schumer of caving to the far left flank in the government funding fight. Johnson told Fox Business he hopes Democrats will be willing to accept the GOP short-term funding bill now that the rallies are over. Until then, he's refusing to call the House back into session. But Democrats are not budging on health care concessions. They're rejecting Senate Majority Leader John Thune's offer for a vote on Obamacare subsidies after the government reopens.
And other cities taking part in the protests, Chicago, Los Angeles, Houston, Boston, Wichita, all had sizable gatherings. Protests were largely peaceful.
A freeway in California was shut down as Marines performed live fire drills at Camp Pendleton. Fox's Jeff Paul reports.
That celebration at Camp Pendleton took place without any major safety incidents. Quite a big uproar in terms of politics. Thousands of enlisted as well as civilians watched as the Marines and Navy put out a huge demonstration showing off all their capabilities by air, land, and sea. But it was the booms of that live artillery fired from howitzers that was the center of controversy and traffic backups. California Governor Gavin Newsom ordered the shutdown of a 17-mile stretch of Interstate 5, citing safety concerns, saying in part the president is putting his ego over responsibility with this disregard for public safety. Firing live rounds over a busy highway isn't just wrong, it's dangerous.
Those drills were held during a visit to the camp by Vice President Vance. Marine officials claim the exercises presented no danger. KNSS News Time now, 8:05, 5 minutes past 8 o'clock.
We got some good sports birthdays today and Chiefs highlights from yesterday, of course, coming up in sports.
Man critically injured in North Wichita stabbing. That story and more coming up on the KNSS Morning News. KNSS News Time now, 8:08, 8 minutes past 8 o'clock. A 40-year-old man is in critical but stable condition after being stabbed in the back in North Wichita Saturday morning in the 1200 block of North Broadway. Police say two men got into a fight and a 39-year-old man stabbed the other man in the back. Suspect was arrested for attempted second-degree murder.
A United Airlines pilot was injured after a mystery object smashed through a jet's windshield.
Photos circulating online show a United Airlines pilot's arm bleeding and bruised, injuries consistent with glass cuts. So what was that unidentified object that smashed through the windshield of United Flight 1093 en route from Denver to L.A.? It couldn't have been a bird or hail because the jet was cruising at 36,000 feet. Some people speculate it was space debris or a meteor. But the FAA says the probability of space debris causing serious injury to a commercial jet are 1 trillion to 1. The Boeing 737 MAX 8 landed safely Thursday in Salt Lake City, and for now, it's grounded. And questions are flying. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
President Trump says he's ready to impose new tariffs on Colombia. And that could mean your morning coffee growing more expensive.
President Trump is furious with Colombian President Gustavo Petro, calling him an illegal drug leader and cutting off aid payments to the South American country. The tension coming from a U.S. strike on an alleged drug carrying vessel believed to be associated with a Colombian leftist rebel group. Three people on board were killed, Petro calling the strike murder. But President Trump blamed Petro for encouraging the mass production of illegal drugs. And now he's expected to announce new tariffs on Colombia, which is a major exporter of coffee, crude petroleum, and fruits. Jill Nato, Fox News.
The price of coffee has already been rising. The Bureau of Labor Statistics says roasted coffee prices rose nearly 21% in August from a year earlier.
A nation in South America celebrating its first Catholic saints.
Pope Leo XIV has canonized Venezuela's first two Catholic saints at the Vatican City Mass on Sunday, attended by thousands. Jose Gregorio Hernandez, revered by millions as the Doctor of the Poor, was declared a saint alongside Mother Carmen Rendiles Martinez, who founded a Venezuelan religious order. Thousands who couldn't travel to Rome also marked the occasion in Caracas, where the Vatican service was live-streamed before dawn at a downtown plaza. Seven people in all were canonized Sunday in a ceremony that the late Pope Francis put in motion. Paul Stevens, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:11, 11 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Well, the traffic volumes are getting thinner here in the Wichita area. Definitely some good news, but this hasn't really helped out in this situation that we've got going right now. Southbound I-235, right around Zoo Boulevard, there was a traffic accident there up on I-235. And that backup goes pretty much all the way back to K-96. Traffic running really slow right there. You're going to want to avoid that area if you can. You need to get southbound there on I-235. You want to avoid that I-235 between K-96 and Zoo Boulevard. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
Now the forecast with Storm Team 12 meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Sunny, breezy, and mild for your Monday. A high of 75. South winds go northwest, 15 to 25, and they will be gusty. That wind change is a cold front, so clear and cooler tonight. We're down to 44. Sunshine on Tuesday, a high of 69. We're back in the 70s on Wednesday. Rain arrives on Thursday. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Now, a few clouds, a south wind at 17 miles per hour. 53 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And the weather is brought to you by The Monarch. And the patio is ready and waiting for you whiskey lovers at The Monarch. Weather is good, almost perfect for a taste of all your favorites. Bring your friends and to The Monarch, West Douglas, in historic Delano. Steve, 10 of the morning here on this October 20th. And we had a sunny, cooler day across South Central Kansas Sunday. Autumn-like. Wichita's high temperature just 67 degrees yesterday. Normal high 70. Yeah, there you go. Steve and Ted, let's see what else is going on here. Oh, well, I was going to tell you that 81 years ago on this date, 1944, during World War II, General Douglas MacArthur kept his word and stepped ashore at Leyte in the Philippines 2.5 years after he'd said, "I shall return."
Yes, he did. Came back.
The American forces just kind of run off the islands there by the Japanese and captured in Bataan. Ugly, ugly times. And General MacArthur said he'd come back. He did. They called him Dugout Doug. Well, they called him a lot of names. The GIs did. But actually, the guy, from what I've read, in World War I in different places, he exposed himself to enemy fire constantly.
His troops loved him.
Yeah. Dugout Doug was not a Dugout Doug. He was out there amongst them.
Several years later, he didn't necessarily see eye to eye with Harry Truman.
Yeah, that's true.
Those two didn't seem to get along. But
Harry fired him over Korea. So
MacArthur was quite the personality and soldier.
And I got to say back to the one great thing that man did, if nothing else, he took over Japan after World War II and basically built their country back for him.
Yep.
He was in charge. He was large, and he did his best. How about that? This morning, I was the quick trip over here. To Douglas in Rock, where I went over to get me some cookies, and they had a robo-mop going over there. It almost ran over me.
Oh.
Yeah. So I asked the guy working, I said, "What is that? Does the robo-mop do a good job?" He said, "Oh, yeah." He says, "Can't get the corners."
Right, exactly.
You got to come around behind him and mop it up. And I said, "What's his name?" He says, "Tyler number 4. The people who worked at the Quick Trip have named him.
Oh, good old Tyler number 4.
Tyler number 4.
Doing its job.
Doing the job there.
Well, yeah.
It's fun, because I did step in front of it and stop. I think it said something to me. I couldn't make it out. Something like that. But they're everywhere. I mean.
But yet, can't do the corners.
I've
got to have a human come in to do that expertise.
Robocops. All right. See, we got another vehicle pedestrian accident last night or yesterday, whatever. You know, Saturday morning, Ted, I went to done this. Two Saturdays in a row now. I went to the donut shop over on West Street.
Crispy Donut. Fantastic place. I heard they're opening up a third one now, I think.
My wife likes the chocolate donuts, and they have a pastry there. It's a croissant stuffed with cream cheese with almonds on top of it.
Mm-hmm.
It just kills me. I got to have one of those.
I went to the East Side one Saturday morning.
Busy?
Yeah, they're always busy.
I noticed at Central and West, though, when I was going over there, there were no lights, no street lights. It was completely dark, and I'm sure it was a malfunction, but I hope the city would light this intersection better than that. It does kind of, I was thinking about that when we read about yet another pedestrian accident, because
You got to be able to see those people out there. And the lighting sometimes is not so good. But be careful. We've had too many pedestrians run down, in my opinion. 8:16, Stephen Ted in the morning here on KNSS. And a busy weekend in sports with Ted Woodward. Plenty of football to talk about today, Ted.
Yeah, we had football action yesterday in the NFL for the Kansas City Chiefs. Game two of a three-game homestand at Arrowhead Stadium. 73,000 at the game yesterday to see their Chiefs take on the last place division rival, Las Vegas Raiders. Oh, my, the Chiefs yesterday. What a performance in all phases of the game. And getting another active roster player, Rashi Rice, the wide receiver who hadn't played for the Chiefs in more than a year because of injuries and suspension by the NFL. Now he is back. Boy, is he back. The first touchdown for the Chiefs yesterday went to Rashi Rice, and it just kept coming. Mitch Holthus had the call of the game. Of course, it was right here on your Wichita home of the Chiefs yesterday afternoon, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
They load the right side up again. They single the near side. Caught Rice. Touchdown, Kansas City. Rashi Rice, his second touchdown. And is he back, baby? The Chiefs go on a 16-play, 94-yard drive. Three drives. Three long touchdown drives.
Mm-hmm. Good stuff. Well, what would happen on the Chiefs' next drive?
Well, play the drive. Quick snap. Pacheco left side. Bashes over chin and into the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City. Isaiah Pacheco on a 7-yard run. Four drives. Four touchdowns. Pacheco gets this one. And let's give the offensive line all four of them. They opened up a giant hole that time on the right side of the Raider defense.
There you go. The Chiefs piled up 434 yards and beat the Raiders yesterday 31-0. Probably could have been twice that because the Chiefs basically stopped playing hard somewhere in the third quarter. And the Raiders still couldn't get anything accomplished. How about that Chiefs defense? The Raiders had three first downs in the entire game. Two in the first half, only one in the second half. Of course, in the second half, they're mostly playing against the Chiefs' second and third stringers. Man, how about that? Only 96 total yards for the Raiders, 434 total yards for the Chiefs. And, as we mentioned, getting wide receiver Rashi back in play. Here's Chiefs head coach Andy Reid.
Yeah, it's great. Pat has a lot of plays with him, so that, you know, he's got some time with him there, and that becomes important for Pat's confidence, and you know, he knows where Rashid's going to be in those tight windows, and he trusts him, so that's a great thing, and then he brings energy to the rest of the guys, so that's it was good to get him in the end zone a couple times and kind of warm him up here. It's his first game in about a year and a half, so it's you know, he's been gone, so it was good to take care of business there.
Well, here he is, Rashi Rice.
It's huge. Like I said, it's all about our energy. It's all about how we attack the week, the process of preparing for the games and what's to come on Sunday, Monday, whatever day we have to play. We just make sure that we're preparing throughout the week to be successful when it comes game time.
All right. After that 0-2 start, the Chiefs they've won 4 out of 5. They're still one game behind for a playoff spot, though, as the Chiefs get that 31-0 win yesterday. Major League Baseball in the American League for the pennant. Game 6, the Seattle Mariners in Toronto taking on the Blue Jays. If the Mariners won, they go to the World Series. Didn't happen. The Blue Jays won that game 6-2 to keep their season alive. Coming out of the bullpen for the Blue Jays, former Wichita Wind Surge pitcher Louis Varland. Working 1 1/3 innings of scoreless work, 2 strikeouts. And the Blue Jays won that game 6-2. So, it's all even up. 3 games apiece. The deciding Game 7 is tonight in Toronto. The Blue Jays and the Mariners. The winner wins the American League pennant. Goes to the World Series. Got some pretty interesting birthdays today on the Wichita sports scene. Wichita State volleyball coach Chris Lamb is celebrating a birthday today. Happy birthday to Coach Lamb. The general manager of the Wichita Thunder, the great Joel T. Lamerno, celebrating a birthday. He is 55 today. Happy birthday to former Shocker pitching great Don Heinkel. He is 66 today. One of the greatest college pitchers ever. 51 wins in a Shocker uniform. Still, all these years later, the most ever in Shocker baseball history. First team All-American, College Baseball Hall of Fame, Wichita State Sports Hall of Fame. Later as a pro, pitched for the Wichita Wranglers, and he also pitched in the major leagues for the Cardinals and the Tigers. The great Don Heinkel, it's his birthday. He is 66 today. And a happy birthday to a former Kansas City Chiefs outstanding kick returner, Nolan Smith, the Super Nat. He is 82 years old today. At 5 feet six, he was the smallest pro football player of his era. A guy that the Chiefs drafted in the sixth round out of Tennessee A&I. How about that? His rookie year, he led the AFL in kick return yardage. The week before Christmas in 1967, he had a 106-yard kickoff return for a touchdown. It's still the longest return in Chiefs history. Still, all these years later, he's still in the top 20 all-time in the NFL, averaging 26 yards per kickoff return. He also appeared in the movie MASH. The Super Nat, Nolan Smith. It's his birthday. The former Chief, he is 82 years old today. And I got a new one for you here, Steve. Uh-oh. Sports is brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company, now featuring the Cooperstown Pizza. With a sriracha cream cheese base and topped with chicken, bacon, mushrooms, and mozzarella.
Ooh-ah.
The Cooperstown is now available in a lunch or full size at Wichita Brewing Company. It's pizza and beer made here.
I've had the Cooperstown. It's a good pizza.
Been there.
Really is.
Done that.
Bingo.
All right, 8:23 now, Steve and Ted. And coming up, we got the Hannity Morning Minute. Sean says the president is going to bend over backwards for peace. That's coming up, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 8:30 here on a Monday morning, 53 degrees. A pedestrian is in critical condition after being hit by a vehicle in South Wichita Sunday evening. First responders were called to the intersection of Hydraulic and Jump Street around 8:40 p.m. They found a man in his 50s with critical injuries. Police say the driver remained on the scene and was cooperating. The Wichita City Council has a full plate on their agenda at Tuesday's meeting.
The council will tackle two proposals from Wichita police who need to replace safety equipment nearing the end of its lifespan. WPD is asking for $980,000. They also need $3.25 million to replace four heavy equipment vehicles, including a bomb unit vehicle. The council will discuss a proposed ordinance change for the Animal Services Advisory Board. The council will look to tidy up several other unrelated ordinances as well, including one pertaining to judges of the Wichita Municipal Court. There's also a $2 million proposal that would help convert the old Central Library into an event venue. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
The Israeli military resumes honoring its ceasefire with Hamas after soldiers were allegedly attacked. Fox's Trey Yingst in Tel Aviv with more.
The Israeli military now says they are done with strikes against Gaza after two of their soldiers were killed in a Hamas ambush in the southern part of the Gaza Strip. According to the Israeli military, Hamas militants popped out of a tunnel near the city of Rafah, firing RPGs at an excavator at another location nearby. To that attack, Hamas snipers shot at Israeli soldiers, wounding at least one of them. This caused the Israelis to launch a series of initial airstrikes, followed by dozens of more airstrikes throughout the enclave. We know that dozens of Palestinians were killed, including at least one Hamas field commander.
Negotiators will talk about phase two of the ceasefire this week. The U.S. reportedly flew B-52 bombers off the coast of Venezuela in a show of force as tension between the two nations heats up. Arizona Democratic Senator Mark Kelly joined CBS Face the Nation, criticizing how the president is handling the suspected drug boats.
This operation, which is clearly traditionally a law enforcement operation, now escalating to something maybe, as the president talks about regime change, I think this is the wrong move for this president.
President Trump claims Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro is the leader of a drug cartel instead of a head of state. He has increased the reward for information leading to his arrest to $50 million.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer.
When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather.
It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whoa, boss. How did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simply human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
There's a new push in Congress to make Route 66 a national historical trail.
It's Fox Wheels.
Get your kicks on Route 66.
Bills to preserve the famed Route 66 from Chicago to L.A. have been introduced several times in recent years, with another new push to designate Route 66 as a National Historic Trail. It's an effort, supporters say, to help struggling communities along the 2,448-mile route through eight states to attract tourism while preserving the historic highway. The 100th anniversary of Route 66 is coming up next year. General Motors is bringing back a popular, affordable electric vehicle model. After years off the market, the Chevy Bolt is returning for model year 2027 and starting at about $30,000. Edmunds reports over 28% of trade-ins toward a new car purchase had negative equity in Q3, with the average amount owed on trade-ins hitting an all-time record high of just under $7,000. That's Fox Wheels. I'm Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Stephen, 10 in the morning, KNSS, three big things.
Three.
A man arrested in connection to a fatal car motorcycle crash in southwest Wichita.
Two.
14-year-old girl killed in a single car crash near I-135 in Kellogg.
One.
Unstable ceasefire is holding in Gaza. Three big things, Stephen, Ted on KNSS.
Well, the traffic volumes are quite a bit better out there right now, and things are finally starting to get a little bit back to normal after a traffic accident that happened southbound on I-235, and it was right around Zoo Boulevard. Right now, we do still have some heavy traffic southbound, but the backup looks to be clearing up quite a bit, so things are starting to get back to normal there. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS in the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jed Chambers.
Sunny and breezy today with a high of 76 degrees. Clear tonight, the overnight low 46. Tuesday, sunny. Tomorrow's high, 68. Now a few clouds, a south wind at 17 miles per hour. 53 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Stock market closed on the upside Friday. Will it continue? The Dow right now up by 272 points. The S&P on the plus side by 51. And the NASDAQ is up 236 points. Project near the ballpark is on hold. Time for the Wichita Business Journal update with editor Kirk Seminoff. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning, Steve. Yeah, the hotel, apartment, and retail project that got a little bit of a start adjacent to downtown's Equity Bank Park is on a brief hold, and now developers are going to ask the city council for an extension on the completion agreement. Overland Park's EPC Real Estate Group will ask the council to push back the expected start of vertical construction from January of 25, which was missed, to July of 26. Substantial completion would be pushed from April of 26 to July of 28. EPC Executive Vice President Austin Bradley tells the Business Journal that weather delays have created the problem, but there has been no change in the scope of the project. 183 units of apartments are planned, along with a 158-room Hyatt brand hotel, retail, and a parking garage at the corner of Maple and McLean.
The council will consider the request on Tuesday. Another matter headed to the council, though it will be in December, is a request from Koch Incorporated to rezone 75 acres of its own land near its headquarters in northeast Wichita. The land is on the south side of K-96 between Hillside and Oliver, not on the north side where the headquarters sits. Koch is asking to rezone the land from single-family residential to limited industrial district zoning. That would allow for development such as warehouse and distribution, manufacturing, R&D, and other commercial uses. It's also along a Union Pacific rail line. A Koch spokesman would not comment on the request to the Business Journal. The Metropolitan Area Planning Commission and the District 1 Advisory Board will hear the request first before it gets to the council on December 2nd. In all, Koch owns at least 1,340 acres on and around its headquarters on East 37th Street North. Most of it is undeveloped. And a day after the Business Journal broke the news of a new West Kellogg Ascension Via Christi medical facility, Via Christi announced it'll be an emergency department. It'll be at the corner of 119th and Kellogg and will be built with the help of $20 million in construction bonds from the state of Indiana. The Indiana Finance Authority is financing $1.4 billion in bonds for Ascension projects in nine states, including four Via Christi projects in Kansas. Introducing the new emergency department in West Wichita, $35 million in improvements are planned for St. Francis Hospital and $5 million for St. Joe, plus another $5 million for a Via Christi facility in Manhattan. The West Kellogg project is scheduled to be completed and open in 2027. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Kirk Seminoff.
And business brought to you by Mr. Electric, lighting up the path to your success. Well, it was on this date 63 years ago, 1962, the Monster Mash by Bobby Boris Pickett and the Crypt Kickers hit number one on the charts. I'm sure you remember that, Kirk. A good song to dance to there. The Monster Mash, Bobby Boris Pickett. Whew. Birthdays today. Snoop Dogg is 54. I know you're a big fan of the Snoop. Calvin Cordozar Broadus Jr., friend of Martha Stewart, collaborating on various projects, starting in 2008 when Snoop appeared on Martha's cooking show. An odd combination, Snoop and Martha, a little bit like Steve and Ted.
Mm-hmm.
In some ways, anyway. Have a good week. Have a good day, and we'll talk to you tomorrow, Kirk. Thank you, sir.
You got it.
Kirk Seminoff, Wichita Business Journal. Bobby Boris Pickett. What a guy. Coming up on the KNSS, the Glenn Beck program, no Kings protest groups financed by Soros, he says. News at the top of the hour, an unstoppable ceasefire, that is an unstable ceasefire in Gaza. Stay with Steve and Ted, and we'll be with you tomorrow morning right here on KNSS. It's Steve and Ted in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS Wichita.
An official message from Medicare.
Couple more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find it.
You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.